Thank you. Morning, legend. How are you, mate? Yeah, good, brother. Welcome back to the sunny coast. Nice. All right, I'm going to whack you on hold, and then we'll jump straight in, if that's okay.
The undisputed king of Australian pop is Guy Sebastian. 69 platinum certificated awards, 14 top singles, 8 gold albums. He is the man. And we love him here on the sunny coast. We miss him terribly. Touring has been put on hold, but his new album, which ain't that new anymore, the number one ARIA award-winning album, Truth, has got a new single called Believer, and he joins us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Mr. Sebastian.
Good morning, legends. I miss you guys too.
Do you know what?
We miss being on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's life kind of like for you at the moment? I know you're sort of busy with The Voice and things like that as well, which we'll get to in a moment because that's very, very exciting as well. But, Guy, talk to us about, you know, going from being able to travel around, obviously, with your family and things like that, back to kind of nothing.
Well, I mean, I try and find the positives in everything, and there's always someone else doing it tougher, of course. And so I think that there's so many positives in it as well. Like I've never been able to spend this much, like, on ground, you know, time with my family. Like the kids are sort of struggling a bit. They haven't seen any mates for 9 weeks, so they are just forced to be with each other. I've got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old who are the complete opposite. One always needs an audience. Like, he can't do anything without having interaction. And then the other one will play in a room with a stick because he's sore for 3 hours and he needs his alone time.
So that's great.
It's a toxic cocktail.
But
the positive is they've probably had to, like, iron out their differences and, like, learn to just, like, have fun with each other and only have each other. Like, I mean, think about growing up, like, with siblings. We never really had that unless you were going camping for maybe overnight or a couple of days or something. And so they've really played well together. Like, we've had to have random conversations about personal time and all those sort of things. But, you know, like, I've had to just reshift focus on a bunch of stuff. Like, my last ticketed gig was in Amsterdam of December 2019.
Wow.
Like, that was the last time I could tour. And so there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of, like, you can go down the rabbit hole of, like, really bad thoughts about, you know, doom and gloom. But I've just decided I can't do it anymore because I was just not going in the right direction. And so I don't know, we start each day thinking about numbers, and you guys are a lot better off up there at the moment, but it's sort of like, and you mentioned the touring side. Like, imagine I'm monitoring these numbers, and then on the same hand, I'm reading messages from, like, people going, "I can't wait for your concert, can't wait, my kids are pumped." Like, and then I'm at the mercy of what the numbers are.
It's a crazy old time.
I announced it is, but there's, you know, we've got to try and find the positive, otherwise we'll all go a bit crazy.
Which
brings me to my next point. When last we spoke, two things I took away from our chat, and probably the most significant part of it was you were very honest and raw with us regarding your relationship with Jules, your beautiful wife. Now, this new single, Believer, you've said is written largely about her. How does she feel about all this? Is this one of the wins, I suppose, of our COVID sort of crisis, is that family's getting dad around a whole lot more, and the misso's got the hubby around a whole lot more? Is that a good thing or not?
It just depends on the relationship. Like, we've been together for a long time. I got together with Jules when I was in my teens still. Like, I was 18, and you know, we've been through a lot of life together, a couple of decades now. And so, you know, we had a few hiccups along the way, and, like, we split up a couple of times early on. And then it was more the transition from, you know, life being normal and, you know, like her having to adjust to public life. Like, she's not a public life person naturally. She didn't ask for it, and she especially for a very long time, she really struggled with, you know, like even having to go to an Arias, right, she would have a panic attack over the red carpet. Like she was, she'd be so nervous. But now she's got heaps more confidence, and she's like on, you know, she's like online and doing heaps of stuff. She wrote a book.
Yeah.
Because I always have known how, like, especially emotionally intelligent. I always say she's the most emotionally intelligent person I know, and like really can. She's just such a good listener, and like when people talk to her, she takes it in, processes it so well, and always knows the right thing to say. So she's really come into her own. But early on, you know, there was heaps of self doubt, and like then I would self doubt. So I'd be like, oh, I'm on tour again. Like, you deserve someone better who's just there for you, like, and not away for 8 months or whatever. Aww. And then she's like, oh, you deserve someone that's, like, better, you know, like, to handle this life and blah, blah, blah. So I was sort of channeling those times when I wrote this song about, you know, when you have those little weak moments, and just to remind her that she thinks there's someone better for me. She can preach that all she wants, but she won't make me a believer.
That is so sweet. That's just so lovely to hear. And I've fallen in love with your wife as well, Guy, because I remember sitting back and watching this thing that came across my Instagram feed, and I'm sure she's probably doing a lot of this at the moment during COVID, but there was a bit of an insight as to how she organizes your fridge. And I saw this on Instagram. And can I just say, my fridge looks $1 million thanks to your wife.
Oh, that's good. I mean, she is obsessed with cleanliness and all, like, things being organized. And
yeah.
I am a muso, which is really all I need to say
about
that.
Enough said.
And it's funny you mentioned the fridge because, like, you know, like, yeah, it sounds like we've got this great relationship, but we're like anyone else. Like, you have your own issues, and the hardest part is actually what I've learned in my short life is that the hardest part with relationships is actually learning how the other person receives love.
Mm.
And then learning that, like, the relationship between whether you give that or not determines whether they have the capacity to give you love the way you receive it. So, for example, like if you're an affectionate person and your other half isn't as affectionate or whatever, like, you're going, be affectionate, but then you're not doing all these other things that make them receive love. So it's the little things those little thoughtful things that someone doesn't need to do to me because I couldn't care less.
Yep.
Like, I don't care about that. Like, but it means a lot to them. So that's, you know, I mean, we have blues all the time like anyone else.
Of course, yeah.
You put the peanut butter in the fridge again. The peanut butter goes in the cupboard. I've done it times.
It goes so hard too.
That is on level.
Sorry to interrupt, guys. Just a 1 minute wrap up. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking peanut butter. How dare you? Who do you think you are, publicist? You're in the middle of the butter, Jack.
It's cold and it's not spoiling. That's what matters.
Oh, God. We could talk to you all day long, and I wish we could. Of course, congratulations on being back on The Voice again this year. We love watching you there and seeing you most nights of the week doing what you do there. So, and congratulations again on your new single, Believer.
Oh, thank you. It's good to have a bit of it all. It's such, so positive and such a fun show this year. We were so lucky to film it in that little window when we could have an audience, so it was stoked.
Thanks, legend. All right, mate. Well, I'm just going to put a little footnote here. Next time, start with peanut butter so we don't get rudely interrupted.
We love you guys. Have a good one.
See you, legend.
See you, legend.